All right. Hypothetical situation.
Hold on, I have to brain this car.
Okay, I'll ask you after you brain this car.
This is the worst setup of fucking stop signs.
I mean, we say this every time we come through this Publix.
I think we've come through here once other
twice,
before.
Twice. You said it both times.
Okay.
For those of you listening, we're in the parking lot of a Publix right now, and Erie is having a small meltdown trying to get out of the Publix parking lot.
It's not a meltdown. This is just how I drive.
For our listeners, do not get into a car with Erie Alexander.
Have I killed you yet?
I mean, not yet, but you did say yet. So that implies eventually.
I haven't killed anybody yet.
Yeah,
I feel like if I do kill somebody, it's gonna be of my own volition.
Oh, okay. So I just have to wait for you to be mad enough at me to deliberately get into a car wreck.
Yeah, but Toby, you know how hard that is.
Not really that hard. You could just run us off the road.
No. Mad enough. Me mad enough.
I mean, I'm sure I'm an achiever. I could achieve it if I wanted to. Anyway. That's. Okay. Hypothetical situation.
Okay,
hypothetical. We wake up, right? Okay. You and me. We wake up. And we wake up in the bodies of the Baudelaires.
I need to be Klaus. Okay. He's got such a funny nose. I love it.
Okay, so you can be Klaus.
Okay.
All right, so we wake up. Am I a Sunny or am I a Violet? What do you think?
Do you want to be useful? I mean, not that Sunny's
Sunny
not useful.
Sunny is useful. Oh, my God.
No, but, you know what?
Oh, my God.
They cut down her usefulness so much in the television show. Where is my sword fight with Dr. Orwell? I wanted to watch a baby sword fight with her teeth.
Did they even get to that point?
Yes.
Oh, I must have missed it.
Probably that's how Orwell dies. Sunny kills her.
Anyway.
Okay.
Anyway.
In a sword fight.
Also, CGI baby, already pretty evident in that series. I don't think they needed more CGI baby.
Well, no, but the way that they did the CGI was evident. Like, it was supposed to be evident CGI. It pulls you out of the show a little bit to give you, a non-realistic.
Yeah, okay. Visual. I think there's a level of unrealistic, and then I think there is... Uh-oh, it's the Popo. Oh, they're trying to get by you.
By me? Jesus. Oh. I was trying to get off to the
side. I get it. I get what you were doing.
Okay.
But anyway, small in, all right, we merged. Okay. So
merged.
I'm Violet then.
We've merged.
Also, again, Sunny.
No, she is useful.
She's useful.
It's just she becomes more and more useful later on.
Yes.
In the beginning, she mostly just makes noises. And they make sense.
Things.
They make sense to Sunny, to Violet and Klaus, but it's mostly, non... She's useful, it's just not as much as, Violet or Klaus.
Okay, sorry.
That's really painful, police officer. I shouldn't have been in this lane. Okay.
Anyway, so, we wake up. You're Klaus.
Okay.
Right? I'm Violet.
Yeah.
Right? We wake up. It is... I don't know.
Who's Sunny?
I don't know. There's not a third person in this conversation.
No. I guess there's not. Anyway.
Fuck it. Jake can be Sunny.
Jake is Sunny.
Jake
cool.
is Sunny. All right? He's not here to defend himself, so he gets to be Sunny.
Got it.
Anyway. So, it is the night... Okay. So, we're in... What's the guy? Mr. Poe's house.
Okay.
All right, so we found, the children have found out their parents are dead in a very horrible, very tragic, very painful fire. And we're about to be sent to our loving, caring relative, Count Olaf, the actor. No, okay. So we wake up, right?
Yeah.
We know everything.
That's gonna happen?
We know everything that's gonna happen, right?
Okay.
We wake up, and you look in the mirror, and you're like, oh, fuck, shit, fucking Klaus. And then you look at me, you're like, oh shit, Zoe, you're fucking Violet.
You're gonna die.
Hey.
I'm just saying.
Spoilers.
Those books have been out for
Spoilers!
Years.
Anyway.
And it's only implied.
Whatever. Then I don't die.
No, but it didn't.
Implication is different. Whatever.
It's more like an epilogue sort of weird nonsense. Anyway, keep going.
Anyway, okay. So we wake up.
Yeah.
We know everything that's gonna happen, right?
Yeah.
What do we do?
I would tell you to invent some sort of rope thingy.
Well, okay, so do we get all of their positives? Like, am I as smart? So. Am I as smart as Violet, and are you as
nerdy as Klaus?
I guess also as smart as Klaus. Like, he's good at books. I don't know.
I don't know. I'm assuming that if we have to take over their roles in the narrative, we should be able to have at least the capability of doing similar things.
Okay, okay.
So otherwise, we're at a disadvantage.
But we still have
in
all
the worst world known to man.
So we have all of our advantages as well, right?
Yeah.
I don't really know what those are.
Are we 24?
Well, I mean, no, obviously, because we're fucking in Klaus and Violet's bodies.
No, obviously, yeah.
Okay, so, but we got our experiences, right? Our jaded, you know, adult experiences.
We know how the child support system works.
We do, but that doesn't have anything to do with custody, visitation, or time sharing.
No, but we talk about it often enough.
We do. Anyway, so, we wake up. Like, what am I inventing? What are we doing? Okay, first off, how are we getting out of Count Olaf's clutches?
Okay.
Because at this point, him being our guardians is completely legal.
No, we just need to fuck off.
We just need to fuck off?
We need to fuck off. We need to fuck off.
But where do we go?
Find Monty.
Okay.
Because he is semi-competent. And be like, Monty,
I mean,
right the fuck now before some crazy guy named Stefano shows up. We're going to damn Peru. Get your boats. Get your tickets. Off we go.
Okay, but what? Like, in this scenario, right? Uncle Monty doesn't know that we're coming. Because remember, he doesn't...
No, Uncle Monty does know that we're coming, because he's the person who's supposed to
get
us.
That's right, that's right, yeah.
So instead of sitting on our tiny little butts because we don't know, we know. So I turn to you, Violet, and I say, Violet, these poor, stupid children don't need their blankets. Let's turn it into a, like, rope.
But why couldn't we just walk out the front door? Like, what is Mr. Poe gonna do? Try and physically stop us from leaving?
Yes.
What? Right, because he's so terrifying.
His wife could physically stop us.
Okay, sure. But she's also probably sound asleep.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Well, we don't need to climb out of a window. We can just sneak out the front door quietly.
Okay, fine. We sneak out the front door quietly.
Okay.
Fine.
Okay.
But
then
we have to fucking book it. Like, we have got to book it.
So what you're saying is we're going to steal Mr. Poe's car.
Yes.
Right?
Because we know how to drive.
We do know how to drive. So we steal his keys, right?
Yes.
And then we start driving.
I mean, we're going to become fugitives of the law, but
come on.
End up becoming fugitives of the law anyway.
Anyway.
So it really doesn't matter.
I mean, yeah, it just happens earlier. And also, I'm pretty sure at that point in the story, if we got caught... Like, I could just cry and be like, I'm so sad. My parents died in a terrible, horrible, incredibly painful fire. And I'm just lashing out because my emotions.
Sad face.
And then I think they'd let us go.
Yeah.
But of course, we don't want to get caught, because if we get caught, then Count Olaf knows where we are.
No. We don't get caught.
We
put some books under our butts or something, so that we're
I don't know.
So that we're, like, adult height in the car, you know what I mean?
I mean, I'm short in real life. I'm probably not that much taller than I would be as Violet.
Yeah, okay.
And I can drive a car just fine.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about, like, we look young as it is.
Just wear a coat.
If we put books under our butts, we look taller.
I don't think tallness equates to looking older physically.
Wait, but remember, people in this universe, adults in this universe, are stupid.
Well, then why don't you just,
we
the
draw
oldest,
mustaches on ourselves?
Yeah, why don't I draw a mustache on us, and then I'll wear, I'll steal one of Mrs. Poe's particularly violent, particularly loud hats.
Okay.
And then I'll wear that, and then nobody will ever be able to tell the difference.
Yeah, okay, that works.
Okay.
That works.
So we get in the car, right?
Yeah.
What do we do about money? We have no access to our fortune at this point,
right? No, and that's fine, because you'll get the fortune when you, like,
turn 16.
19? You become a one, whatever.
Well, okay, arbitrary age for that, though. All right.
There's an exact, I can't remember. I don't know why I keep pointing at the road.
I don't know. Just keep going.
Keep forgetting what the speed limit is.
Getting so animated about us as the Baudelaire children.
I don't know. This is, like, the weird stretch of road where they never feel like putting in speed limits.
I know. Okay, like, so you said that we don't...
We're all backwards.
Well, no, it's not so much as, like, how do we get our money, but more like, how do we pay for gas to get to Uncle Monty's?
Well, it's got...
Like, what if we get in the car and it's a quarter tank?
Okay.
What do we do?
Well, in that case,
I don't want to turn. I don't want to turn into a street thug, right? Like, I don't want to start robbing ATMs or something. Rob a bank. I mean, we could, but I don't know that we'd successfully pull it off. Also, again, fugitives. I'm pretty sure I could cry our way out.
Hold on. As we're leaving the Poe's house, why can't we ransack their like vault?
What? They're still in there. They're just asleep.
I'm just saying. They're not. All right, know.
Fine. Not only are we stealing Mr. Poe's car, apparently.
This is desperation.
Okay, wait a minute. Why don't we just get in contact with Jacqueline?
She's not in the books, so are we going with the movie or the books?
The TV show. Because
Jacqueline is like a character specifically for the television show.
I like her.
I mean, I like her too, but she's television show. Plus, she still fails miserably a lot.
Well, so. I mean, no. Okay, so let's presume. Let's just go with the TV show.
Oh, okay.
Let's just go with that. Okay. But also, just pretend everything that happened in the books also still happened in the TV show.
Okay.
All right. I don't know.
So, sword fight?
Yes, the sword fight happens. Oh my god, I don't give a fuck.
It's really important.
I know, it's really important to you. You have like a fixation. Okay, never mind. Let's just ignore Jacqueline. Let's just pretend she doesn't
exist. Okay.
So books.
Books, okay.
Particularly loud hat, mustaches.
Yeah.
And also we're going to steal Mr. Poe's money.
I mean, it's the best solution. How else are we going to get money?
I don't know. They don't have debit cards. Could we steal his checkbook and just write checks?
Same thing.
Well, no, then, because then he could cancel the checks later. And so it really wouldn't be stealing.
Yeah, but then, if we have cold hard cash, then they can't track us down.
Oh, come on!
But look,
they're gonna be like, officer, these two strangely dressed adults with a small baby, one of them had a mustache and a particularly violently loud hat in the color fuchsia, and the other one looks suspiciously
but Zoe,
what?
If it gets out that there are people who are spending money using a checkbook specifically for a Mr. Poe, do you not think that at some point they'll just stop letting Mr. Poe's write checks?
Well, I mean, how long are we going to be using this checkbook?
I don't know. News travels fucking fast in that universe.
Okay, fine. We steal his cold, hard cash.
Yeah. Assuming he has
cold, hard cash. We bereave a man of his hard-earned money.
I don't know.
Hard-earned. Okay, all right. So we
how
drive
are we
to...
getting money?
I don't know. We're driving to Uncle Monty's, right?
Okay, driving to Uncle Monty's.
So we get to Uncle Monty's. Right? We knock on the door.
Yes.
He's like, oh, born and air, children.
And we're like, Uncle Monty, get your fucking snake. We're going to Peru.
He has a name, Erie. He's the incredibly deadly viper.
Yes, but we don't have time for the incredible
viper. How quickly do you think Count Olaf is going to find out we're gone?
Are you fucking kidding me? That man is insane. He tracks us down no matter where we go.
Okay.
We gotta be like 5 steps ahead of the headline.
How do we convince Uncle Monty that this guy named Count Olaf is out to get us?
He already knows Count Olaf is a bad guy.
Well, yeah. But,
look, adults suck at seeing through VFD costumes. That is like the rule in this universe.
Yes.
But we can just tell him, like, Uncle Monty.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember?
Yes.
What is in the VFD costume packet box thingy? And he's going to be like, every fucking VFD agent gets the costume set, which Olaf is using to disguise himself.
Uh-huh.
So, we're like, Uncle Monty, do you remember what is in that costume box? If you see anybody wearing anything vaguely like what's in the costume box, don't
trust them.
Trust them.
They're Count Olaf.
They are Count Olaf. I guarantee fucking to you, because it's gonna suck if you get killed by him
again.
The poison of the Mamba.
Black
Mamba. Not the Black Mamba.
I don't
it's
remember.
Like the, it's more.
It's not the screaming stages. Iguana.
It's not the screaming iguana.
That's a nice screaming iguana.
It was a nice screaming.
It was.
Iguana.
Anyway, okay. So like he's like, all right, chill. Oh, sorry. All right, children.
No, and he's gonna believe us.
Okay,
he's
why?
He's gonna believe
why?
Us because we're gonna go up to him and we're gonna be like, Uncle Monty.
Yeah.
It is quiet here, and he's gonna be like, fuck, these kids know about the VFD, and then we're gonna be like, yeah, we know about the VFD, and he's gonna be like, but we didn't teach you anything, and we're gonna be like, fucking psychic. Yes.
He's going to be like, raise my mind, children. And we're going to be like, fucking not like that, Uncle Monty.
Like, Uncle Monty, you don't even need to go see Zombies in the Snow tonight because Peru.
We can tell you about Peru.
Fucking Peru.
I mean, he still might want to go. Because I'm not sure that he would believe us about the being psychic part.
No, but look, as far as I'm concerned,
all right.
If you go up to an adult and they know you haven't been, like, inaugurated into the VFD, because remember, the VFD, now this is other book knowledge,
yes.
But in All the Wrong Questions, we learn that the VFD does this weird thing where they coordinate with the parents of the children and, like, kidnap them.
Oh, yeah.
So...
One point, you will hear something outside of your home, and you will ask your parents, do you hear that? And they will reply, no, it's quiet. And then you're going to get dragged out by your ankles. Like, what a fucked up method of recruitment.
Right.
It's like, mommy, daddy, I'm like 11, and I'm scared. And they're like, fuck off, little Timmy. And then the next thing you know, you get fucking dragged into the dark by a VFD agent. And then you have to spend years.
Right. But they know. They know which fucking children are getting, like, kidnapped
That's
in the middle
true.
Of the night.
Or told
to go into bathrooms and then wait till some weird thing happens and climb into a dumpster, which is, I'm pretty sure, how Lemony Snicket got recruited. Anyway. So.
Could do it, like.
They know. Uncle Monty would be like, but you guys haven't been kidnapped yet, because I would know, because I'm your uncle, or best friends with your parents, or whatever the fuck excuse he wants to come up with. And we would be like, no,
Miner might not had some sort of strange relationship with your parents.
They were poly, whatever,
with kissing and shit.
I don't care. Uncle Monty can be our, like, second dad, whatever. But, what are you doing?
Slow.
Oh. Okay.
We're going pretty fast down this back road.
We're going 45.
Remember, there are dogs that hang out in the middle of the road.
Oh my god, I fucking hate those dogs.
I know you do, but I just wanted to remind you before you back.
I don't want to hit them. They just keep getting right in front of my fucking car.
Anyway, alright, so we go out to Uncle Monty, and we're like, Uncle Monty, it's really quiet outside right now.
No. You have to say, it is quiet here.
Sorry.
That's the quote.
It is quiet here.
Yeah.
And then we stare at him expectantly, right?
Yeah, we stare at him expectantly, and if he doesn't get it, we're going to be like, Uncle
Monty. It's very quiet here.
Do you need more information? Because we can keep fucking going. Would you like to know about how Aunt Josephine is part of the VFD? Or how we know that you and our parents are in that fucking piano? Like, oh, and Olaf took that picture. Like, come on, Uncle Monty. We know what's going on. Please take us to fucking Peru.
All right. So here's the question, though.
Yeah.
Like, even if we do convince him, and even if we do get on the boat to Peru.
Yeah.
What the fuck happens when we get to Peru?
We change our hair color.
Okay.
Klaus gets...
Klaus gets what?
LASIK eye surgery. Wait,
okay. In this world, where they're still using typewriters, they totally have LASIK eye surgery.
They have
right.
some really, like, advanced stuff, too. There's...
But LASIK?
I don't know. This isn't it.
No.
Okay.
That is not the turn.
Okay, that's not
it. All right, so we change our hair colors. You get LASIK. then what? Like, what's to stop Count Olaf from continuing to pursue us?
I don't know.
See? Like, that's where the interesting part comes in,
God.
Right? We fucking get to Peru.
We need to be better at disguising ourselves than he is. But we also need to be careful because we want our fortune, right? Or are we just going to forfeit it for our own safety?
I mean, fuck no. I want to be rich. Don't you want to be rich?
Yeah. So we kind of want our fortune.
Also, if we're going with the TV show, our parents are still alive.
No, they're not.
Well.
Those are the Quigley's parents. Or not the Quigley's. You know what I mean. Isadora Quigley and Duncan's parents. They're the Quagmires.
I do like Colby Smulders.
She's
a nice actress.
But she and Will Arnett are not the Baudelaire's parents. That's, like, the whole thing that they do in the television show is try to, like, psych you out and be like, oh, their parents are still alive. But they're not. They're dead.
In a horrible...
house fire.
Painful.
Yep.
Deadly.
Viper's way?
No. House fire.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway, right. So we get to Peru, we change our hair colors, and then...
Form a punk rock band.
I guess. What are we going to call it? No, I know what we're going to call it. fuck Count Olaf.
I think he'd realize who we are.
I don't know. Well, he's going to catch up to us eventually.
We're almost there, Zoe.
I know.
We have to, like, wrap this up somehow.
Okay, so we go to Peru. We change our hair colors.
Right.
We form a punk rock band.
Okay.
We don't name it Fuck Count Olaf.
No. Is Uncle Monty still hanging out with us?
I mean, of course. Why would he just abandon us?
Okay, but we need to get him to change his hair color, too. And maybe file down those snake teeth, because it's really obvious.
But his snake teeth are so cute.
Oh, my God, I know they're adorable, but you know it's Uncle Monty when he smiles and he's an Indian with snake teeth.
I don't think we're going to be able to convince him to saw his own snake teeth
off. Then he needs to keep his mouth closed.
Fine. Hey, no, we'll give him braces.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah,
The big one, with the apparatus.
Yeah.
He'll have braces.
I don't think he'd be happy about
that. I mean, it's either that or he has to file his own teeth off. Okay. Which do you think he's gonna pick?
I'm gonna file them off. Down. I don't know. Okay. We're getting kind of weird here. Anyway.
Okay, anyway. So, then we create an uprising of like-minded children. And kill Count Olaf in a bloody battle.
We could go get the fucking Quagmires.
And we could rise up.
Because we know the Quagmires are going to have their house burned down, right? That's where fucking... the fuck do I park?
I have no idea.
Oh. They like...
So yeah, that's what we do. We
cordoned
go...
cordoned it off.
Guess they didn't like us parking there.
Yeah, I guess not. I guess I'll park here next to this car. Whose car is this?
I have no idea. But anyway, ultimate end of the story, we find the Quagmires, we form a child army, and we rise up and kill Count Olaf and his ex.
Yeah, and in true shipping fashion, we get married to Violet is... Well, it's implied that Violet and Quigley fall in love and, make out on top of a mountain.
We could do that.
And Klaus and Isadora are,
But, only if
other.
We like them, right?
Yeah.
But only if we like them. Also, it would be weird being 13 again. 14?
I feel like if I had to be 14 again, I would just kind of get used to it.
Yeah. Anyway, so moral of the story. Fuck Count Olaf.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. At some point, we could go to the apartment on Dark Avenue.
Okay, we're getting too deep.
Steal all their shit.
We're getting too deep. We're ending it.
Okay.